Even after several complaints about the constitutionality of rules that would require people to submit to drug testing, like a measure passed last session that instituted drug testing for welfare recipients, lawmakers are moving forward with more plans to keep tabs on the habits of Floridians. Representative Jimmy Smith, a Republican from Lecanto, says he hopes his bill, House Bill 1205, will help to change the public's perception of drug use.
All people under the influence of drugs are dangerous to public safety.
Last year, Governor Rick Scott tried to order random drug testing of state employees, but Scott dropped his effort after his attempts were challenged in federal court. Now, if Smith's bill passes, state statute would allow it. Smith says his bill leaves the decision of whether to test up to the individual agencies.
Basically, a drug-free workplace act is already established. So look at the Department of Corrections. They are already doing it. We're just giving more tools in a toolbox. This is an option for them to use.
Essentially, Smith's bill would give state agencies the ability to randomly drug test their employees once every 3 months. Representative Kenneth Roberson, a Republican from Port Charlotte, says he received a call from the governor's office asking him to support the measure, and he says he plans to do so. But he is concerned about the fact that the bill makes testing optional because he thinks it will lead to a lack of uniformity. Representative Debbie Mayfield, a Republican from Vero Beach, also supports the bill, but echoes that concern. Mayfield says the state needs to come up with a solid plan.
You know, I agree. It's may or shall. Either we're going to do it or we're not going to do it. So if we're going to do it, then it should be a shall, not a may.
And that's not the only concern lawmakers have. Representative Cynthia Stafford, a Democrat from Miami, says she's worried about the constitutionality of the bill and the fact that there's no clear measure of how much money implementing the bill would cost.
In these fiscal times, we're all looking at ways to save money, and we don't know if this could potentially take us in another direction in an increase type of way.
Smith says there is no answer about the cost because administering the test is optional and there's no way to know which agencies would take advantage of the ability to drug test their employees. Representative Jeff Clemens, a Democrat from Lake Worth, says he takes issue with the provision that would let employers fire a worker for testing positive even just once.
We've really got to get our heads around how we want to treat people who are going through tough times in this state, and kicking them to the curb after one mistake, I think, is very harsh.
Clemens calls the provision heartless. He says workers deserve a chance to try to get healthy.
We can all hopefully get behind the idea that people deserve the chance to be able to fix a mistake. And I don't think we serve society in any way by kicking them out on the street without a job. That doesn't help any of us, and it certainly doesn't help our local communities.
But Smith maintains that decision should be up to the employer.
Depending on your circumstance of employment, depending on the offense that is done, the employee can see it as just something that is maybe incidental, or can see that is possibly a serious infraction. And in that, they should have the ability to, if it's a serious infraction, to at that point take you off the taxpayer rolls.
The bill passed out of the Government Operations Subcommittee with a 9-4 party line vote. Next, the bill moves to the House Appropriations Committee. Republican Senator Alan Hayes has filed a similar bill in the Senate. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.